Nettie Evans wasn't one to complain. She got up each morning, put the kettle on for coffee, set breakfast out for her cats, and shuffled outside in her slippers to get the newspaper. She might be 73 years old with arthritis in the knees, she might be a little short of hearing, but overall, nothing to complain about. Her husband had left her 16 years ago, and since then, well, she had celebrated each year of his passing with a new cat. Which brings us to our story. Nettie Evans wasn't one to complain, but when she shuffled outside of her house on October 10th, 1923, to pick up the morning news, she found herself face to face with a cat. Her cat, to be precise, her favorite cat, and this cat, it was dead. I am your narrator, and I invite you on this journey to find out who exactly killed Snuffles.